The first case of a baby born suspected to have microcephaly linked to the Zika virus has made it to the United States, widening the alarm despite efforts to contain this little-known pathogen. A group of 150 scientists around the world has signed an open letter to the World Health Organization urging the body to look more carefully into the effect Zika could have and possibly postpone or move the Olympic Games. Athletes have expressed similar concerns. Lee Eagle is a sports behaviorist and an associate professor at NYU's Tisch Institute. He co-authored the letter to the World Health Organization, joins us to talk about the situation. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
So what does this coalition of athletes and scientists and others mean to the Olympic Games?
What's really going on here is really more than just Zika virus and the outbreak. You've got to look at the whole picture, and that is, first and foremost, what's going on the ground in Rio and in Brazil, which is turbulence and turmoil in its economics, its politics, its society. And then we're talking about putting in a sports mega event on top of all of that. And that really starts to put questions to, what are you going to do about human resources? What are you going to do about financial resources? How's the whole thing going to be managed?
The World Health Organization released a statement that may or may not have anything to do with your letter, but it says that it's safe to hold the games in Rio and that it will not alter the international spread of the virus. So the games are fine and it's not going to spread the virus around the world. It sounds like they're not necessarily listening to your particular concerns.
I think that's fair to say. And certainly in the timing of things, maybe we can operate with the idea that there are no coincidences. Really, when it comes down to it, again, most of what we've been seeing and reading, including with the response from the World Health Organization, is that it's been very much focused on what the virus can or can't do, what it may or may not do in terms of how it evolves, how it spreads. And again, we're looking at something even more than that. We're looking at the context. You've got to look at time and place. And this one just seems to be different.
What do athletes say about their own personal fears or coaches and the like?
I think there are certainly ones who are out in the public who are beginning to question and at least ask for more information. I can tell you that the athletes who I've spoken with certainly express a lot of the same questions and reservations, going, my goodness, I've trained my entire life for this. And now I've got to make a decision that really crosses the line between something professional and personal. And on its front, in the short term, how do you not go if you've been working toward this thing your whole life? Thinking in the long term, it's a bit of a different story.
What has Brazil promised in regard to specific countermeasures for Zika? And why do those not reassure you and others like you?
Well, I think some of the concern is not only about the resources that Brazil is putting toward tamping down the Zika virus outbreak now and in the time to come, but it's also about what's gone on already. So let's look at things like cleaning up the water in some of the areas where Olympic events will take place. At a point early on, it was all about getting the water clean. And then not so long ago, it just became, well, we don't have the time or the money to do it anymore, so we're just not going to do it. Hang on.
Who makes the decision on postponing the Olympic Games? Who has that authority?
And ultimately, it's the International Olympic Committee that has the authority to do something like postpone the Olympic Games. And by the way, it's not unprecedented. The Games were canceled during times of World War. Games were suspended in 1972 in the middle of the games when the Munich massacre took place. But certainly recommendations that can be made by organizations like World Health Organization in coming down the line on a decision like that.
Because this is a mosquito-borne illness and you can't necessarily just wash your hands and be assured of being safe, and there's no vaccine at this point, what's your worst-case scenario?
The scenario, let's say, to focus on is that this virus does spread, that people who travel into Rio, who travel around Rio as tourists, as residents, become infected, and that certainly the ones who live abroad would go back home and spread those infections.
Lee Eagle is a clinical associate professor at the Tisch Institute and co-director of the Sports and Society NYU School of Professional Studies. Lee Eagle, thanks so much.
Thank you.